An ongoing exhibition at the Whitney Museum in Manhattan is giving new meaning to the word protest. WBGO's Molly Fichter has the story.
The right to assemble is secured in the Constitution and is woven into our national identity, but it is not often that protesters are recognized as artists. However, at the Whitney Museum in New York, they see it differently. Curator David Breslin explains the role artists play in activism.
Their responsibility and the responsibility that they take on for us is really to make the world look different or to show us the world in a way that we might not have seen it before. It's something that journalism can do, but frequently can't. It's something that literature can do, but frequently doesn't.
The exhibition, titled An Incomplete History of Protest, shows pieces ranging from the 1940s to 2017. There are several displays in this exhibition. One of them focuses on the Vietnam War. The walls covered with anti-war posters and stuffed military uniforms on the ground resemble dead bodies. Breslin and the team of curators chose artworks from the Whitney's collection to highlight historical movements in a contemporary light.
We couldn't do everything, so we wanted to really think about how contemporary artists have looked to moments in the past, to history, to reframe what their future could be.
In a gallery focused on feminism, you hear the voice of a woman discussing the intersection of race and gender in Free White and 21.
Any non-white woman who walked in, Hispanic women or black women, I did not see any Asian women come in looking for jobs at the time, were told that there were no positions available. They were not given applications. They were just told, point blank, we have no positions available, and the women would leave.
As you pass through the galleries, you hear Jatovia Gary's film, An Ecstatic Experience, featuring the music of Alice Coltrane. Visitors stop to watch. You can tell people are engaged and can almost see them thinking, lost in contemplation. The artworks in An Incomplete History of Protest reflect current events, but in a new context.
The gallery is kind of an amazing place because each of us can gather there and have our own experience, but then it's a very public place that we can have these debates and conversation in a public forum.
The exhibition is honest, even showing pieces criticizing the Whitney for issues like diversity.
We wanted to show that we, an institution, are implicated in this. We're not always doing everything right. We try to do better all the time, but to leave ourselves out of this story, leave ourselves out of the stories of where protest happens, would both be kind of sidestepping our history, which we don't want to do, and it's also a way to acknowledge that this exhibition isn't some virtuous practice that we're doing to try to pat ourselves on the back about how great we are.
A powerful part of An Incomplete History of Protest is near the end when you see what appears to be at least 100 sports trophies on a large shelf. A closer look and you realize the plates have names of men and women killed by New York City police officers. The exhibition, while reflecting on the past, shines a light on what protest is all about. Change.
Artists are the mirrors of our society, that they are deeply engaged in the issues that have to do with justice, with rights, with affording a better future, and they use their art to reflect what that future could be and what their present is.
For the WBGO Journal, Molly Fichter at the Whitney Museum in Manhattan.